This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Another small college in Massachusetts is closing. Back in May, it was Mount Ida College in Newton. Now Newbury College in Brookline says it expects to close next year after final spring semester. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the school is blaming demographics and severe constraints in higher education.
The number of high school graduates has been declining, and for several years now, so has college enrollment. This has made some small colleges vulnerable. Newbury has 625 students. State Senator Kathleen O'Connor Ives says there must be greater scrutiny of college administrations and boards.
There is overspending. There is overacceptance of students, the issuance of the types of scholarships and discounts to entice students to come.
Senator Ives says more pressure must be put on college auditors, too.
The auditing organizations need to have more concrete steps once they discover that the financials are in the red.
Like Mount Ida College, which closed in May, Newbury offers generous financial aid to almost all its students.
They give financial aid to about over 90% of the students.
Nick Dukoff is co-founder of Edmit. It's a Boston startup that helps parents negotiate financial aid with colleges.
And the average award is close to $20,000.
That's more than half tuition and fees of $36,000. The college only has a $2 million endowment. Unlike Mount Ida, Newbury has been talking to staff at the Department of Higher Education since July. That earned it praise from Attorney General Maura Healey and from Governor Charlie Baker.
They are trying, I believe, in good faith, to make this announcement early enough that students, both existing students and prospective students, have options and possibilities with respect to the decisions they make, and to give faculty and staff time to plan as well.
Students still have one more semester. In a statement on the college's website, Newbury's president says he's still exploring potential partnerships that could allow the college to remain open. But he says he and the trustees concluded that it's in the best interest of students to notify them now of the college's intent to close after the next semester. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.